Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Final Edition.
This week we're heading for the first political primaries, if you've got the stamina for it. We sit through class with a substitute teacher. Again, stamina. Some entire continent just burned down, apparently. And, you know, guns. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Right up there and holler, two and two are four, when we should have been...
Man on the street!
Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle are getting used to life after walking away from being royals. The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
He shall now be known as the artist formerly known as Prince Harry.
The worst part of this whole story is that Piers Morgan is still alive.
So Harry's replacing Freddie Mercury in Queen, but then he got kicked out?
Mm-hmm. They made the announcement by having Meghan and 50 other women hold briefcases and making the Queen guess which one the announcement was in.
It is kind of impressive that a millennial is leaving his mom's house.
I hear they're looking for a job. Does either one of them have a welding certificate?
You know what? If I've learned anything from watching the royals, it's much safer to walk away than drive away.
They've announced they're going to move to one of the outer boroughs of New York City and start their brand new show, The Prince of Queens.
Roy,
they're moving to Canada because Justin Trudeau is one of the only people that's had worse Halloween costumes in his past than Harry. Hey, does anyone else remember that time he dressed up like a Nazi?
He still does it on certain nights for me.
On D-Day.
Montreal. More like Montreal.
Saskatchewan. More like Saskatchewan. A fuck.
Regina. More like...
Hey, hi, I'm Miss Summer, and I will be your substitute teacher today. I'm going to be going over grammar lessons. So, like, a simile is, like, the one where, like, there is a like in it. And, like, a metaphor is, like, the one, like, without it. But, like, I mean that literally. But, like, in the literal sense of literally, where literally actually means literally. Not in the one where, like, literally, literally does not mean literally. And, like, if you guys still don't get it, then just, I don't know, use an emoji.
As Democratic presidential candidates compete in the upcoming primaries, our senior political correspondent, Terry Vincent, is in Iowa. Terry, all the polls for the Iowa caucus seem well within the margin of error. Are you getting any firsthand sense about the voters?
Well, Sean, as you know, I've been reporting on elections for 24 years. I've been in Iowa for 3 weeks now, and I've concluded that I don't want to talk about politics anymore. I don't want to hear about it. And I'm keeping all my opinions to myself.
Well, you're our only reporter there. Did you at least talk to the voters?
Well, yes, I did, Sean. And now I hate everyone. So, from this point forward, if anyone asks me about politics, I'm just going to answer whatever's in my head on any other subject.
Well, setting your opinions aside, do you sense a final surge for any of the candidates?
Sean, this morning I had one of the most satisfying bowel movements of my career. It was a clean sweep and long overdue, and then I fell asleep in the back seat of my car and went out for pancakes afterwards, which they serve out here well into the evening.
Pete Buttigieg had a press conference today. Can you at least tell us what he said?
This morning, during that press conference, I was in my hotel room watching a 13-year-old viral video that I've already seen 9 times.
Did you get a chance to talk to Joe Biden?
The video was chocolate rain, Sean.
We hear word of Elizabeth Warren making a final push.
I'm having panic attacks again because I never had children, and I just found a lump on my testicle.
for biology, we're going to be talking about the forest, and I'm going to be talking to you about lichen. And, like, lichen is, like, it's like moss, but, like, not like Elizabeth moss. Did you get that? No, you didn't. Okay, well, that was a joke. So lichen is kind of like moss in that it is, like, a plant that, like, grows on the side of, like, a tree. But it can also, like, go on the side of other things, like rocks and maybe your mom. I don't know. See, that's another joke. I'm fun because I'm a substitute.
I'm a Californian.
I'm a Texan.
Illinois is my home. Go Bears.
I'm from New York. Hey, I'm walking here.
This primary season, everyone's vote matters. But really, only if you live in Iowa.
Honest to God, I thought Iowa was a suburb of Chicago until like 2 years ago. Mostly because all of our education money was taken away to pay for ethanol subsidies.
I get it. Iowa is an important agricultural state because of all the corn. But we grow lots of things in California, and none of them can power a car either.
Hell, there's more people talking in this here commercial than live in the whole state. Hey, basta fazool!
It just don't seem right that such a small state with so many local issues should be so influential, but... Well, then again, pandering and committing open acts of graft are important parts of being president, so maybe it makes sense.
So just sit back, relax, and let us handle everything. The Iowa caucus. It's the only way we have left to make sure white people pick the president.
Riding on a new river train. Same old train that brought me here, and it's soon gonna carry me away.
About the Great Lakes. There's like five of them. There's Ontario, Superior, Erie, and Monterey, and the Great One. Please look and reference your books before the test and do not quote me on that. Follow me on Insta, though. I mean, wait, I'm sorry. You guys are so young. Follow me on TikTok. God, I'm ancient. Next time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm going to teach you about dinosaurs. First one, me, am I right?
We're taking a break. We're back from break.
The Invisible World, Part 2.
When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. So I got myself a wife, and I did what I could. And I called my wife, run for your life. And I called my duck, out of luck. And I called my horse, dead of course. And I called my pig, too damn big. And I called my cow, no milk now. And I called my shack, break my back. But the land was sweet and good, and I did what I could.
Kevin and Suzanne, welcome back to Christ Congregational.
How's the Reverend been?
Difficult. The church was a polling place yesterday. Slavery was still very legal in Connecticut when the Reverend died, so he doesn't react well when black people vote. But it's been 24 hours. He's forgotten everything. Just remember, you have to reintroduce yourself.
Right.
Reverend Mills. You have visitors.
And who of the groin of Abraham are you?
I'm Reverend Michelson, the current pastor here, remember? And this is Mr. Kevin Flax, who's... sort of a merchant.
I see. Wench, fetch our guest a flagon of chicory.
Actually, this is our lawyer, Suzanne Carson.
A maidenly esquire. Aberrant.
Yes, you said that last time.
Why does every other pastor get a decent wench?
She'll be acting as a notary, as a witness.
To what is,
Suzanne.
What is this daughter to bear witness?
We're here to set up a system whereby people will be able to communicate right away over very long distances.
Idiocy. Are men to shout across vast distances? Or to relay those shouts through other men shouting?
In a way, actually, but nobody's shouting. It's invisible vibrations being relayed.
The invisible world!
Yeah, in a way.
The invisible world is witchcraft?
Oh, no, it's not witchcraft.
You are not the expert. This is my authority.
I can explain the basic technology to you.
I will determine what is witchcraft. Have you borne witness to preternatural feats of strength?
Just say no.
No.
Or if a party be cursed during quarrels, and their livestock be lifted without visible agency,
no.
Or a witch's trial be visited by portents, no. Or a witch's trial
it's
be free of portents,
like,
or
like
a landsman suffers sore burning upon urination. I'm the one who has studied upon this.
When people talk, sound travels in waves through the air, right? Well,
and I will start my investigation with the lady barrister, who, from her manly profession, is of that unnatural strain of a talking swan.
Well, there are other kinds of waves.
Lady, we needs must examine your teats. If they be full or slack, where the devil hath suckled.
Interesting approach there, Sparky.
It's all science. Like, maybe you've heard of inoculations?
I will let you attempt your new system of relayed yelling if the wench will agree to examination and possible exorcism.
Just agree to it. Tomorrow he won't even remember.
Got it. Right. All right, Reverend. You're the expert. I will return in... Will 4 days be enough?
His mind will be wiped clean in less than an hour.
4 days.
Agreed. Find the loudest men in the village for your messages. And in 4 days, we shall determine whether you be seduced by Satan's blood.
Great. Let's get this puppy notarized.
I just want it stipulated in this contract that my parishioners owe me 9 cords of firewood.
You know how there are waves in the ocean? Well, there are also waves in the air.
And an Indian man to fetch that firewood.
So we have a social security number for the guy?
Kevin Flax, 382-469903.
Which credit cards do we report stolen?
What's your problem with me?
I don't have a problem with you, Lieutenant. I'm just asking which credit
cards...
All
of them. Leave this dirtbag with nothing. You've done guys before. I've got my lake cabin all set up.
I'm seeing someone, kind of, regularly.
That is bullshit, Patrolman. What does this guy look like? What's his name?
I would really like to keep my work life separate from my personal life.
What's the guy's name? What does he look like?
This is not relevant.
I don't think you're seeing anyone, Nick. I think you're lying.
I like to keep my work life separate.
Why would you lie about a thing like
Wait,
that?
Asking for his password again?
StarTech 34. Tech is T-E-C-H.
Right.
Why won't you blow me? You have provided no clear explanation.
This is Kevin Flax, Site Development Supervisor for Dugan Wireless. If you have an emergency, press 1 to transfer to my secretary. Otherwise, leave your name and phone number, and I will respond within 2 working days.
Yeah, I got an emergency. I'm going to shoot you in the eye within 2 working days.
Dad?
Knock first.
The dishwasher's doing it again.
Hmm?
Dishwasher.
Yeah, nothing stays fixed. How's your homework?
Yeah.
Has your mother called yet?
I don't want to talk to her.
Your therapist says you have to.
Mom bit me when I was 7.
Yes, but she can't bite you over the phone. Come on, everybody's got to do things they don't like.
Why do you go to a job you hate?
I don't hate it. Just a few things will blow over. And there's also this thing called money I gotta tell you about.
Oh, I've been reading up on it. Apparently there's also something called a pension. Have you seen yours, or is your stomach blocking that too?
Dude, you're a cute kid. I'm gonna miss you when you're dead.
Crap.
Also, my pension isn't big enough to see from any angle yet. Hello, Tara.
Hey, Captain. It's Nick.
Nicholas, my friend. Martha, it's not your mother.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Martha. Yeah, I think I can come over after all Friday to help you finish your basement.
Oh, that'd be great. I really appreciate that. We'll have a blast.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Hey, I just found out I'm patrolling with Lieutenant Keith for another 6 months.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping I'd see you before you found out. I don't know the rationale, but make the best of it.
Oh. Okay.
Everything all right?
Yeah. Just the usual stuff. Worried about the Middle East, you know?
Oh, yeah. Hey, don't worry. That's all fixed.
Really?
Yeah, I called a guy.
That is why I admire you above all men. See you later, Cap.
All right, Nikki. Bye-bye.
So you're thinking about something. What'd he say?
He said he's too old for you.
You lie.
No, no.
Every word out of your mouth is a filthy fucking lie.
All he talked about.
Sorry about the church, Suzanne. I know ghosts from the 17th century aren't always quaint.
Been in New England my whole life. I apologize on behalf of the region.
Every place has something. Here I've got ghosts that can't remember anything new. In the Midwest, there's this family of 19-foot-tall people who accidentally smashed the equipment. San Francisco has trees that talk, and they never shut up.
What do they say?
Tree stuff. Don't block the sun, don't hog the water. Sometimes they tell you to kill yourself so they can have your minerals.
And you've got to negotiate with the trees?
They're on the land first. Same deal with the Reverend. Back in 1680, he forced the town to give him the church and a farm before he'd come out here. It wouldn't be a big deal now if he just died like other people.
But technically, he never went away.
Never went away. So it's still his church. Hang on, I got a message. Jesus Christ.
What?
He says he's going to shoot me in the eye.
Excuse me, sir. You're going to have to come with us now. That credit card has been reported stolen.
What are you talking about? It's my card.
Put the gas nozzle down slowly, sir.
This has been episode 2 of The Invisible World.
Again, how to be an influencer just like Picasso. This is how I make things relatable to you kids, right? That's why I'm the fun teacher and you love me. Please rate me kindly. I'm going to give out forms at the end of the class and my job really depends on that, okay? Thanks so much.
More trouble in the Kanto region today, as record-breaking temperatures and a prolonged drought have intensified the massive fires that have plagued the area, resulting in the deaths of 21 people and over a billion Pokemon. Final Edition correspondent Luna Gray has more.
Barry, I'm here in Pallet Town, which is currently under evacuation as firefighters combat the blazes ravaging routes 1, 2, and 22. With me now is Pokemon expert and Pallet Town resident Professor Oak. Professor Oak, what was the cause of these wildfires?
Well, Luna, the past 10 years have been the hottest on record, and the recent drought has caused the local flora to dry up, making them especially susceptible to, say, a lightning strike, a lit cigarette, or a Vulpix using fire spin. In this case, eyewitnesses say this specific fire was caused by a Pokemon battle where the trainer attempted to capture a Beedrill with a Charizard using Fire Blast. It was just so super effective.
And what type of consequences could Kanto face from these fires?
We're going to see a severe reduction of grass, bug, ice, and steel-type Pokemon. Pikachu is now functionally extinct.
But perhaps the most moving testimony comes from the valiant heroes that are working to put out these fires.
Squirtle, 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 Squirtle!
Auditioning has not gone well lately. Like, I was just in a room for, like, Paramount, and I was pretty sure everybody was sending daggers through their eyes at me. Like, I don't know what it is or, like, who I reminded them from, because I know my acting was good. Like, I was almost off book, and, like, I only looked down, like, 5 times. So I don't know why they didn't like me, but I just cannot have another room of people not like me. Why are you looking at me like executives? You are children. Look. Enjoy this time, okay? Because you are never going to get this back. And I know that you have a lot of big dreams right now, but, like, trust me, they're just dreams. You're going to wind up standing in front of a room full of kids looking at you like you're a monster in 30 years when you should be living in the hills as, like, a movie star, right? Because you should have made it. That's what's waiting for all of you, okay? Now, please take out your Ray Bradbury book so we're going to talk about that for, like, another 15 minutes until the bell rings.
Last Martin Luther King Day, about 22,000 gun advocates and militia members gathered in Richmond, Virginia to protest new state restrictions on guns. Now, I haven't studied the particular laws they're talking about, and the rally apparently went off peacefully, but a gun rally on Martin Luther King Day seems a little... Well, anyway. Here's something I wrote at least 7 years ago.
We take you now to an historic speech by NRA spokesman Wayne LaPierre, which is already in progress.
You know, I want more guns in America. And many people ask how that would have stopped one man from shooting up a guarded Navy yard in Washington, D.C. It is not enough to be armed. We must also always be scared and paranoid, never relaxed, always ready to fire wildly at anything. That is my dream. I have a dream that my children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the content of their character, but by the capacity of their firing clips. I have a dream that one day, little black boys and little black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and little white girls as sisters and brothers, all of them armed and ready to start blasting if another kid even looked at them wrong. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be guarded, every hill and mountain shall have a sniper tower, and every school shall have an armed and bored employee just walking around looking at people. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into one big angry ball of fear, with everyone hopped up on amphetamines. Because sleep is the enemy. And so, let us retreat into the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let us cower in our homes in the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let us stockpile ammunition and canned water in the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Then someday, all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to take aim at each other and walk down the street just pointing at each other like that. Waiting.
Short time for an abortion, okay? In reality, it lasts your whole life because you will never forget that moment, okay? You will never forget that decision. Everyone makes it seem like it will be really light and fun, but whenever I look at you kids, I'm like, wow, how old would that thing have been?
So that was all written by Barry Lank, Samantha Gerwitz, Ben Kirshner, and Joe Davis. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus Mike Besaw, Lisa Loretta, and our usual engineer, Haley Hackett, who sounded a lot like a stereotypical Californian, even though she's from D.C. The performers in this week's episode of The Invisible World were Michael Lutton, Darby Worley, Armando Diaz, Jim Earle, Ross Taylor, Kent Jones, Barry Lank, and Megan Brown. Lots of music, as always, from Kevin MacLeod, as well as John Dealey and the 41 Players, and the Monroe Brothers, the legendary. Everything was produced and edited by Barry Lank. By the way, we're going to be issuing these shows once every 2 weeks instead of once a week because, did I mention I produce and edit the entire show? And there's other shit I gotta do. Good night. We're always playing leapfrog. We were always playing leapfrog. As one grasshopper jumped right over the other grasshopper's back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.